My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Rico just came in studio to find out how the golf went over the weekend. There was some complaining before the outing that I had, the people were not happy.
Sandbagging your handicap.
Yeah, which I had nothing to do with what my handicap was set at. There was people in charge asked me what I normally shoot, and they set the handicap. I then went out and very authentically validated what my handicap was set at.
Right.
Tough course. Tough course.
Really, it's a tough course with really tough greens.
Yep. Did not play well. Still had a ton of fun. And I feel like I got about 3 weeks here between the end of summer baseball and the beginning of football season where I get to play golf. So I'm gonna zero in and hope to have some good rounds here. Have some rounds here between now and the beginning of football.
There you go.
But
get after it.
Yep.
My back did hold up. I was able to I tell you, man, at 6 o'clock in the morning on Saturday, I was leaning towards not playing. And then 8 o'clock, a little bit better. And then by 10:30, I started a routine to try to stretch and you know, maybe I can, yep. And then I made a decision. I'm going to make it. Got to the range, took a few swings, and I realized that swinging a golf club was not going to hurt my back.
Mm-hmm.
Bending over to put a tee in the ground, that was a little different, but I toughed it out, Doug. I toughed it out.
Well, we appreciated your effort, for sure.
I appreciate being allowed to play. It was a lot of fun.
Yep.
Guy's a regular Amon-Ra St. Brown over there sitting across from Doug. He's a gamer, man. He's a gamer.
That's right.
I had that thought many times on Saturday. Okay, so you think there's a sport that we don't appreciate the athleticism nearly enough, and you also think that just about everybody at one point in their life plays this sport.
That's right, Doug. I say it all the time, and by all the time, I mean every 4 years when this sport comes up to relevance. Water polo. These guys, man, they got to be in the best shape of any Olympian, I swear. I mean, they're jacked. They can jump out of the water like a great whale, like without any push off of anything. Just their,
you know, because they're in like 13 feet of water, so it's not like they can hit the bottom.
Exactly.
And jump up. Yeah,
and they're treading water the entire time with someone on their back. They got to try to score a goal. I mean, it's I think it's a lot more physical than people even give it credit for. And on top of that, it's basically like someone's trying to drown you. Like
100%.
You're like, hey, die or score. This is like Squid Games, right?
It's the object of the game is to dunk the other person. Who's got the ball?
Right.
And you know,
how annoying is that?
Attach yourself to the body like a spider monkey and take him down.
and I'm watching this every 4 years and thinking these guys are in incredible shape. And I was talking to Doug this morning about a gator. Even when kids, we've all been in the pool and kind of played water polo. Maybe not 13-foot depth, but you grab the ball. Your friends trying to, you know, score on each other, and you probably thought at 1.2. God, this would be awesome if this was a real sport. And it is.
Kids,
it's a real sport, water polo.
Kids will take a ball in a pool, create a goal, and throw it at the goal.
You grab those noodles or something, you make something.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
You're right. I think more than 50% of kids play some version of water polo in a pool when they're six, between 6 and 12.
100%. Yeah, but you're always touching the ground.
I know.
And you're gunning this volleyball into a 3 or 4 foot net, whatever it is. It's all fun and games till somebody gets hit right in the face.
I don't. I actually made an observation today. Do you know there's penalty shots in water polo?
Yep.
Okay. You shouldn't be able to allow it to throw at someone's face, like in the middle. I'm saying that you should either pick left or right. It's not fair, man. Like, you don't want to get drilled in the face.
The guy's treading water and trying to hold his arms up in front of the guy. He's like looking. Where?
In the face.
In the face. You get tagged. You know, you're immediately, and then blood starts rushing. You break a nose.
Nice job, Falker. We're just playing a nice game here.
Just a friendly game.
Yeah, friendly game.
This is the Olympics. This is different, man. So the water polo players, by the way, I don't know if you knew this, they're required to trim their fingernails and toenails before games.
Good.
To prevent injury.
Is there like a judge that determines if your fingernails and toenails are trimmed enough?
I'm sure they got to show that, you know, it's like...
When UFC, when you show up, right?
Yeah, exactly like that. Or like when a pitcher comes off the mound and he has to, you know, give the glove to the umpire to check the hands. I'm sure they check the hands and feet. Because if you got... Listen, you know when you've gone a little too long before you've trimmed your toenails and that big toenail can be... That can be devastating.
That thing becomes like a sickle.
Right. Exactly. Or you know, I don't want to. You're in bed with your lady, and she's got longer toenails, and you're like, hey, watch out. Yeah, you got to watch out for those.
Talk about a mood killer, by the way.
Yeah. I'm done tonight. What happened? No, I'm done. No.
So I watched as much Olympics as I could this weekend, which. I don't know why I love the Olympics and I love the obscure sports. And I'm watching like Spain and Montenegro in water polo. And I just had it on and they showed a slow motion replay of a guy getting ready to shoot. And he's, you know, faking. And then all of a sudden, as you put it, like a whale, he like rises up and he gets up to almost his waist.
Ow!
And I'm like, did he come across some stairs? Like, how did you do that? It's amazing. It's incredible athleticism.
These guys are all former competitive swimmers.
Yep.
So they have that leg kick, and then they decide to transition to the world of water polo at some point.
And yet, I'm like, this is unbelievable, and I don't think many of us care. Like, it's an incredible feat athletically to do what these guys do. And then the whistle blows, and now somebody's over in the little red square. They're in a penalty area, and there's like a power play. And I don't know what's going on.
I think it's because they just look like they're having fun in the pool. You know, like, it's like, do you ever stop by, you know, like, whether you're at a hotel or something? You do a lot of travel sports, though. You stay out of town.
Yes.
You don't stop and watch, you know, people playing in the pool, because that's what it is, basically. It looks
I don't.
You're right. I think that's why they don't get the respect they deserve.
But I'm watching Montenegro and Spain going, wow!
Well, that's the best of the best.
Is it?
I don't know.
No, it's a valid point. And then here's another one that I hear that I'm just like, oh, yeah. Well, they didn't finish in the top two, so they're going to have to try to come through the repechage.
What?
Have you not heard this?
No.
In rowing, the top two boats in every race advance to the next heat. Those that finish third, fourth, and fifth, they get like a free guy. They get like a new guy. They go to the repechage, where they'll have another race with all the boats that didn't qualify, and I guess some of those boats can qualify if they do well in the repechage.
Hmm.
Which is another way, in my view, of saying race for those that didn't qualify to get another chance to qualify. Apparently, that's the translation of repechage.
Repechage.
Yep. And I was listening to this. Do you think there are different lengths in rowing? Like there's the 500 meter, the 1,000 meter, the 2,000 meter, or anything like that? Because I was watching the other day, and they said all races in rowing are 2,000 meters. All of them.
So there's no sprint.
Apparently not.
Okay. Well, do we need to see more? I mean, really? I mean, They have like two men rowing crews, I think.
I was watching two men. Well, it was two women.
Two person
rowing crews, yeah.
Do they have mixed doubles as well? Is this like tennis?
I don't think they do. But now you know what the repechage is.
You guys are pissing off the crew people right now.
I'm sorry.
I've already forgotten what the repechage is.
It's like it's like getting a free guy.
Is there a Winklevoss involved? Right? The Winklevi?
Not that I'm aware of. Hey, man.
But you're into it. You guys are into it. Okay.
I'm into it.
Are you all in?
I mean, it was on a lot over the weekend.
Are you like, I can't wait to get home and watch the Olympics? Is that how you're at?
I can't wait to watch the next mountain biking, the next cross-country mountain biking. Because that, to me, is wild.
I did see something, and as I looked over my shoulder, I see they're doing archery here. I did see something over the weekend that said that there was the archery competition was so close that they had to have the two teams had tied and they had to have an arrow off or a shoot off, whatever the hell it's called.
No, it's got a repechage.
And that was so close that it came down to like fractions of a millimeter to see if this person had scored in the 9 or in the 10 range.
Wow.
It's like a right on the line. Okay.
Did you find yourself interested?
No.
Okay. Let me give you another one. Did you watch like the cross-country equestrian?
Nope.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Dude, they run over a bridge.
Oh, wait, that's not true.
Jumping over other animal figures.
Someone said they jumped through like a deer carcass or something.
Yeah, there's antlers.
I did see, I was flipping through channels and I left it on while I was like on Twitter trying to see if the Tigers are making a trade or not. And I saw exactly that. Some horse jumped through these giant antlers on either side, was strange.
They have like a what looks like some sort of maybe deer head with the antlers, and you got to jump over the head. They've basically taken the boring striped colored fencing and turned it into things like, here's a miniature replication.
Turned it into a miniature golf course. They had to jump through the clown mouth.
Yep.
Oh, there's a windmill?
There's a windmill.
Unbelievable. What a move.
They just turned into a gelding. What happened?
I had that on yesterday and in the living room, and my wife comes walking out and she comes downstairs. She was up in the bedroom and she's like, I had the same thing on. This is fascinating. I'm like, I know. Why am I watching this? I have no idea, but it was amazing. Like they're jumping and running through rivers. It was fun to watch.
I got one I don't understand.
All right.
It's because it's not in the country. Surfing.
All right.
Surfing is an Olympic game, but they're not surfing in France. So no offense to surfing. Like, I like surfing. I think it's incredibly difficult. But if you're not competing in the country, what's the point? Right, Gator?
I don't know why they're doing this.
Why?
It's in Tahiti. It's 9,000 miles away. I honestly don't know why they're doing this.
Right? Hey, I won this gold from the Paris Olympics. I was nowhere in Paris or France.
I mean, let's just combine Winter and Summer Olympics at the same time. And hey, meanwhile.
Well, you know what? If this is the way they're going to do it, Detroit should be able to host the Olympics. Because you could have the events anywhere.
Anywhere. You're right.
What?
Detroit wins the Winter Games. Where's the skiing? Aspen.
You're right?
Now from the Great Wolf Lodge.
Team water slide.
Right.
Ooh, that sounds fun.
I'll be back in tonight. Watch the mountain biking. You probably won't care.
That's okay.
Yeah. Are you gonna watch any of it?
Probably. I mean, I don't know. Tiger's playing tonight, so.
Yeah.
I got, you know, other stuff.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, 3-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.